fighters, get your hard hats, put your seatbelts on. It is time for another episode of The Long and the Short of It with Tim and Greg. You're going to talk sales, you're going to talk communication, you're going to talk leadership, you're going to talk anything under the sun that will help you grow as a human being and as a business person. And I'm super excited to hear what the boys bring us here today. Without further ado, here's Tim and Greg. All right, listen, how many times have you wasted your time with somebody who's never going to be your customer? You get all excited to meet with them. You spend some time. You type stuff up. You bond. They think you're amazing. You have a cup of coffee. They give you a donut. They're like, man, you're really cool. We've seen your company around, this and that. And in your mind, you're like, man, I got this job. It's in the bag. And then after you spend a bunch of time doing the thing you do, getting them the numbers and all that, what do? They ghost you. They blow you off, or they tell you you're way too expensive or whatever. All right. So if you're sick of that runaround and you want to be able to spot a tire kicker from 10 miles away, then you're going to want to go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap. And we have a little guide there that will help you spot the cheap customers immediately before you spend time with them. This is an invaluable tool. It's an amazing resource to help you protect your time and make sure that you're only spending your time with people that are truly going to be your customers. So head to thecontractorfight.com/cheap and grab your guide right now.
All right, Greg, let's get rocking on this thing. Have you ever, I love these things, have you ever been asked, are you listening? Are you hearing me?
I'm sorry, Tim. What did you say?
that wasn't even rehearsed. That was beautiful, dude. So I know a lot of times, man, when I try to be present, it could be my wife, it could be my kids when they're growing up, but they'll be talking, you're driving in the car, and they get this huge statement. And then at the end of it, they say, right?
Oh, man, that's the worst.
I know, because they think you're like so, right? They think you're so engaged, and there's like fucking, there's nothing going on. There's music going on, like what's that carnival music that goes on in your head? Is that what you call it?
Yeah, circus. That's a circus in my head.
The circus and the monkeys in your head, Greg. When I'm listening to customers, I'm spot on, dude. I am so focused. I got my pad of paper. I'm taking notes and all this other shit. But when I get in the car with people that should matter the most in my life, I think I fall short. And I wouldn't imagine that would happen to anybody else.
No, you're probably all alone on this, Tim. On an island.
Yeah. So let me tell you about a time where I thought I was focused, but I wasn't. And what happened out of it? So when my daughter was younger, she thought it would be let me start off like this. We're sitting down at the dining room table like we did. We always sit down as a family when the kids are growing up. And my daughter said something like, I think we should have a foreign exchange student. Have you ever had one of those?
Like in person or online?
No, a real person, a young student. Oh, you know? So
no, I've never eaten one of those.
Well, my daughter said, I think we should have a foreign exchange student from Spain. And I said, yeah, I think it'd be a good idea. And she goes, you getting out of work early Thursday? And I go, what do you mean? So, well, she's coming Thursday. And like, I look at my wife, and my wife looks at me. It's like, when the frick did this happen? It's like, right? She made all these plans to have this foreign exchange. They're coming Thursday. It was like 2 days later. I had to leave work. I was working for somebody else. I had to go pick up this person at the airport. I had no knowledge of. But I mean, I was pissed because I thought she'd make arrangements without talking to me. But honestly, Greg, there were multiple conversations. She dropped the hints here and there. Hey, by the way, I think it's good to have an exchange student. I might have said, that's a great idea. Why don't we have one of those? And my wife is afraid to go against me. She says, yeah, it sounds like a great idea. So my daughter signed us up on this program. We got responsibility for this girl, right? She was here with us like, I don't know, freaking like a month and a half, 2 months of our life. And we had to do things with these people. I mean, like go on field trips, go to Boston, go to this, go to the ocean, go to the amusement parks, go to all these crazy things. All because, man, I was like, I was so mad, but I was mad at her. But looking back, it wasn't me that should be mad at her. It was me. Because she approached me multiple times. I didn't listen. And this thing could have turned out awful. Totally awful. And you know, you may think to yourself, Tim, that's not a true story because they do background checks. Yeah. Yeah. No, they don't. They didn't. Not in this case. No. No background checks.
Yeah, that was probably like in the 50s, right?
No, it was only probably like 10 years ago. It wasn't that long ago. But
Okay.
So, Greg, I mean, this may seem like an extreme situation to you. I mean, has anything like this far-fetched ever happened to you because you weren't listening?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of a story that's happened, but I know on a daily occurrence, right? Something off, we're both overwhelmed. We're working hard. You know, we got a lot of stuff on our plates. All of us do. And, you know, my kid starts talking to me about something and then he triggers something and I'm like, oh shit, I forgot to do that. Right. And I immediately go somewhere else for a second. I'm like, oh, what do I need to do for this, that, and this? And he's like, yeah, what do you think, daddy? And I'm like, wait, what did you say? So yeah, it happens on a daily occurrence. And it's hard to like, we got to get focused and be in the moment. And it's not easy to do. It's an all the time awareness of where you're at and focusing on, you know, what's important. So I actually keep like a little notebook or I have my phone. So if a thought comes up, I just type it in so I can kind of reel myself back in.
That's great, Greg. You know, I find that because we got the cell phones now, it's real, you know, it's modern technology. I put everything in my phone. I talk to text constantly of shit I need to remember. And I just got to remember to go back and look at it at a set time every night where I can review things that were supposed to be done or something I want to address so I don't miss it. That's just one way of me keeping track and of you keeping track of what you're doing. But, you know, when I feel that, you know, that like that haze that goes through your mind and somebody's talking, like I say, you're stuck in a car or you're at a dinner and you feel it floating away like you're not there. You got to reel yourself back in. You got to reel yourself back in. These people could be telling you something that's really crucial and you're going to miss. You know, something that was mentioned at the Next Level event last year was to keep your head where your feet are. And that stuck with me. It really stood with me because I find all too often that the people the most important to me, I'm not paying attention to. I'm there. I'm physically there, but that's not what they want. They don't want my physical presence there. They need me to be there and share what's important to them, but for them to share and actually listen to it and absorb it and maybe reflect and add to it.
Yeah, I mean, Tim, this seems like it goes hand in hand with our customers, right? Is they want this project done in their space, in their house or home as their private place. And when they call, you know, I know a lot of guys are busy and they're on the job site, but we owe it to them to hear them out and not be distracted. And it's not going to be easy, but this shit's important to them.
Yeah, it is, Greg. You know, listening skills, man, they always said it was important, you know, going through school, how hearing people listening. And yeah, I thought it was a bunch of crock, but I told you what, dude, as I get older, I know how important it is to be present for the people, especially, you know, I have grandkids and they just want to be there. They want your focus. So I guess the takeaway, you know, I'd like to have everybody do is next time you're having a conversation with somebody that really matters to them is to take the time, eye contact, breathe, and just kind of absorb what they're saying. And, you know, just be in the moment. And with that, Greg, hope to see you all next week on the Shorter Long of It with Greg and Tim.
See ya.
Until next time, do us a favor. Share this podcast with a fellow contractor and let them know we are here to win the fight together.